Bernanke will give a speech to economists in Wyoming. Technically, it's a closed-door meeting, but we're expecting word to leak out on whether he'll be announcing any plans to flood the economy with more money as a stimulus. Just days after taking over Muammar Gaddafi's compound in Libya, the transitional government is making its plans to lead. Finance Minister Ali Tarhouni says it doesn't matter that Gaddafi is still on the run.
Would he be an obstacle for the rebuilding of Libya? And the answer to that is no. We are free. We move about in our cities. We can start our rebuilding. He's the one who basically is in the sewer, moving from one sewer to the other.
The UN just freed up more than $1 billion for the new government. Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan resigned today. He had promised to do so after criticism over that country's nuclear crisis. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot guarantees that you pay the lowest total price on carpet, pad, and installation. Plus, you can get special financing. So you get the beautiful new carpet you've been waiting for, you get lifetime stain and installation warranties, and you save money every step of the way. So, bottom line, you won't find a better bottom line anywhere else with the lowest total price on carpet, pad, and installation guaranteed. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. The easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer. Share screens in real time and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Wall Street has been up 3 of 4 trading days this week as many investors placed big bets ahead of a speech today. Fed Chief Ben Bernanke delivers remarks at an economist gathering in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, the spot where he first laid out the case for Treasury buybacks, also known as quantitative easing. Many hope that in the face of unquestionable economic slowing, Ben will do it again, announce or at least lay the groundwork for more intervention, but most analysts think he won't. As home improvement and hardware stores along the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast run out of plywood and D batteries, the insurance business also is bracing for Hurricane Irene. Insurance companies likely will be on the hook for billions, but so could millions of people who had thought their policies covered hurricane damage. USA Today points out many hurricane protection plans don't cover wind damage, and of course most basic homeowners insurance does not cover flooding. European index is falling today. U.S. stock futures a little higher. S&P futures gaining 3 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
How's it going? My name is Amy, and I work at Lowe's. Stop by today and beat the heat with some cool summer savings. Now get 10% off major appliances priced $397 or more. And with our great selection, you'll find just what you're looking for. Choose from top brands like Whirlpool, Samsung, Frigidaire, and Maytag. Or if you need carpet, now you can get free basic installation when you purchase Stainmaster Carpet and Stainmaster Carpet Pad. Come chill out with our coolest savings yet. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offers valid through 8/29. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook.
As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at IBM.com/engines/desktop. Prices...
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Solidarity. A union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union. The state of being united. An organization of workers. Justice. The administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness. Free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality. The state of quality being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
Good Friday morning, one and all. Tony Tripiano with you indeed. Thank you for punching in on this early morning. Hope you're all doing well today, gearing up for what? One of the last couple weekends before school is back in session, although some started this week. I saw some school buses out there yesterday as I was out and about. Yowza! It's that time. Summer vacation just about over for most of public schools. I think, September 6th is the first day of school. Right now, the day after Labor Day, as it was when I was a kid. Of course, we changed that by law a few years back here in the state of Michigan. But man, oh man, this summer has just flown by, has it not? You know, the mornings are certainly feeling quite autumnal. In the afternoons, not so much. Although yesterday was a weird day. I went out about 3 o'clock. I had to run some errands, after the Tiger game was over. And, you know, I got priorities. So it was kind of warm. It was 80 degrees or so. It was really nice. And then, but an hour and a half later, the clouds came in, and although it didn't rain, it cooled off quite considerably. And, I think by 5 o'clock it was like 72 degrees. So I don't know why we had that, that quick change in the weather, but there you go. So it's that time of year. Football, high school football starts this evening across the state. I spent a little time yesterday, kind of checking that out. This is the first year in many, many, many years that I will not be involved in high school athletics. My children have all graduated, and it just feels a little weird not to have a horse in the race, if you will. I don't know. I mean, do you hold on to that stuff? I certainly won't be headed to the high school this Friday evening, which is, again, a rarity for me. I can't tell you how many years. I guess I could, but, I don't remember. But yeah, it's been a long time since I didn't head out to a high school, football field, the weekend before Labor Day to enjoy some high school football. So I'll miss it. Anyway, hope everybody's having a great morning and have a nice weekend planned. We got a really great show for you lined up today. Dr. Jennifer Martin will be with us. You'll remember she did a whole series with us on Title IX and bullying. She'll be back talking about Women's Equality Day and looking forward to that. A little later on in the show today, we will visit with State Senator Burt Johnson. As I referenced on the show yesterday, I said something about him on the show on Tuesday that he didn't take kindly to, and so he gave me a call in my office, and we thought it best to have that conversation on air. So he will be joining me at 7:30 to talk a little bit about, about what I had to say and his side of the story, if you will. And then, of course, it's Friday, so it's got to mean Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. We'll look forward to having Joe on as well, and something to look forward to, I would think at this point, as we get just a step closer to the fall classic, the Detroit Tigers, comfortably in first place. I'm certainly not guaranteeing first place at this point because it is the Tigers after all, and hey, it's baseball. Anything can happen. But Jeff Radford, certainly a good day for, I don't know, who pitched yesterday?
Well, that would be one Doug Fister.
Yeah, who happens to be one of your favorite Tigers?
Brand new Tiger, so yeah, you always like the new toys that come in. But
the new toys.
It was great watching a game where 3 pitches in, the game was already decided. 3 pitches in, and the game-winning run was it. So can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, but you don't know that at the time.
Well, no, but you do now.
Well, you're right. Gee, aren't you sharp this morning? Yes, you do know now. Absolutely. So it'll be it was a good. I love the way the game ended. By the way, I think it was two games in a row where the outfield assist gets the final throw in.
I didn't even realize it till now. In fact, the game winning run on third base.
Yeah, just
or a, no, the runners on third base.
Runners on third base, right? It was just an interesting way to end the game. I didn't expect that. It should have, I like most people thought, okay, well, that's going to get one run in, right? And of course, that ends up in the gap or something, and the game's tied, which didn't happen. But nope, double play, and that's why we got rid of Matt Joyce. It's his horrible base running.
Yeah. We have enough of that already. We needed to kind of even it out a little bit.
Yeah, so, well, anyway, it was I love afternoon baseball. I absolutely love afternoon baseball, so I get what I wanted yesterday, and I get the win, and it was, and Doug Fister, I love the way he throws a baseball. I love the way he throws a baseball, Jeff. I just love it. I love his delivery.
I like the fact that he's so tall.
And yeah,
so
it's just awesome. Did you see the potential bunt in one of the earlier innings where he dove for the ground so he wouldn't be in the way of the throw if it was coming?
Well, yeah, that is a serious threat, though. I mean, when I was in high school, we had the center on the basketball team was 6'8", basically I think the same size, and he pitched as well, and he didn't duck one time and got it right in the side of the head, and it was a scary moment for a while he was on the ground and had to figure out where he was. So, I mean, when you're that tall, yeah, that should be one of your first thoughts is you got to get out of the way.
Well, you know, I'm not a, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a huge fan of Rod Allen. I'm not.
Why not? I was talking about one of my favorite Tigers.
Oh, okay, and I'm thinking you're being sarcastic there.
Anyway, I like Rod Allen. Well, I think he's really good.
You, that's fine. I don't. It's just a personal preference. Not one of my favorite people. That's okay. And all that being said, you gotta love the way he talks about these guys. You know, if you take Rod Allen's comments out of context, you'd think the guy certainly is batting for the other team, no question about it. But he was talking about it being the perfect package. And I appreciate that. I mean, the Doug Fister has a skill level that you appreciate, that he has natural instincts for the game, which is true. Again, the whole point of diving yesterday is so he wouldn't be in the way of a throw if indeed it was headed to first base, which it didn't end up being, but he knew enough to get down. So that's what propelled that conversation about him, you know, knowing all the mechanics of being a good pitcher. And it was interesting because I didn't wait until the game was over. So I need to correct that. I actually went and ran my errands right before. I don't know what inning it was. It doesn't matter. But as I was getting into the car and listening to the game in the truck, they were talking about, Doug Fister's good for seven innings. And sure enough, he started to have some problems right there in the seventh inning and didn't come out for the eighth. Didn't need to. Just a great game, a great victory. Certainly happy to be in first place this morning. And onward and upward. We'll see. We got a big weekend series against Minnesota. Who no longer has Tomy, by the way.
Yeah, crazy. That'll make the Cleveland series a little more interesting now when the Tigers play the Indians.
I was a little surprised to see that trade yesterday, were you?
I just knew it was going to be one of the two Central Division teams because the rumor was either the White Sox or the Indians were going to put the claim in. It's kind of interesting how the White Sox, I guess, just let them go through. Yeah, they had first crack at it. They put a waiver, claim on him at first. But obviously they didn't, so the Indians ended up with him.
Well, you're right. That's next weekend. We've got Cleveland, right?
All right, we got 12 games left with him, so it's going to be. We're going to see him eventually.
Well, interestingly, and this is one of those because I don't know if they mentioned it on TV, but on the radio, there are only two more road series for the Tigers this season, and I believe it's a total of 12 games over the two series, so they only have two more road series and the rest of them are at home. And you like it when you're this comfortably up in first place. You like that you've got more games home than away. Although we had a much better year this year, the much better away record this year than last year. You'll remember last year we really struggled on the road. Not nearly as much this year.
Well, this year, Tigers are only three games over 500 away, which is still better than
a lot better than last year. Absolutely,
but you would rather play at home. And on top of it, before the Rays series started, one of the stats was the Tigers only play two teams above 500, and one of them was the Rays. Well, you took three out of four from them, so now, you know, the rest of the season, I think the stat still holds true. They only play one team above 500 the rest of the way out.
Now, which means you have to be a little sharper, you have to be a little more focused, because, you know, you don't want to get that, you have a tendency to, you know, maybe not play as hard, and I'm not going to assume at this point that these professional athletes are going to do that, but, you know, and congratulations, by the way, to Miguel Cabrera and his wife, Rose Angel, on their son, Christopher. Congratulations to them.
Did you hear that story during the broadcast about how they asked him, are you going to name him after you? And Miguel Cabrera said something along the lines of, there's nine Miguels in his family, so no, it's not going to be named Miguel.
No, I did hear that. Well, I heard it, but I didn't know what they were referencing because I was doing some other stuff at the time as well. I got caught listening to the game. I was talking to somebody on the phone, and although I had the TV down real low, I guess they could hear it. How are the Tigers doing? You know I'm listening to the Tigers. I can hear it. Oh, okay. So sorry. But, of course, we've got the Lions preseason game this weekend. A sellout, crazy as that sounds, a sellout preseason game against the New England Patriots. But it's a big game, Jeff. I mean, the Lions need they need to show something because they've got actually a national audience this weekend.
Well, there's certain guys that need to. The third game is the one that you leave the starters in for most of the time. The fourth one is a fluff one.
Right.
So the third preseason game is where you're going to see something from the team, you would hope at least.
Well, going to be a good weekend for sports fans in Detroit. We're going to take a quick break here. Again, thanks for punching in on this early morning. It is Friday, and we always like Fridays. It's staff meeting Friday, too. That means we go out to breakfast, which is, of course, the central focus of this show, food. All right, we'll come back and set it up. We've got some audio to get to, lots of information, so you'll stay where you're at. I'm Tony Trupiano. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We will be right back.
First chip with a Tony Trupiano. Malia and Sasha finish their homework a day ahead of time. Malia's 13, Sasha's 10. They don't wait until the night before. They're not pulling all-nighters. If you know you've got to do something, just do it.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking great out there on the road so far today. We are just experiencing some very light traffic volumes. I think a lot of people are going up north this weekend, maybe one more weekend before they take a big vacation next weekend. Of course, we still have some road construction out there. MV9 eastbound, that exit ramp to northbound 75 is currently closed. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, patchy fog before 8 a.m., mostly sunny otherwise, with a high near 78. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the lower 60s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a chance of a shower, a thunderstorm, a high near 80. Currently, it's overcast and 63 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Blue notebooks, red folders, a yellow highlighter, pink diamond nail polish. Lauren Lockwood's little girl is starting fourth grade, so Lauren got everything on her school supply list in one quick, easy trip to Walgreens. The nail polish? That's her little reward for making it through summer. Now through Saturday, four packs of Kleenex brand facial tissue are $3.50 with in-ad coupon, and Colgate 8-ounce toothpaste is just $1.99. Simplify your shopping. With Walgreens, there's a way.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
And welcome back. I guess it helps if I turn that microphone button on red, and then I can talk and you can hear me. Welcome back. We've got some changes coming up next week. We're going to start adding some new features, cleaning the show up a little bit, organizing it a little bit. I'm going to start doing a feature every day called First Word, just kind of my thought for the day, and I'm going to have Last Word, which is kind of something for you folks to think about as you work your way through your day. I do appreciate you all being with us on a daily basis, and we're constantly looking for ways to make the product better. And I think that I've got a great creative team of people with Todd and Jeff and myself. And so we're going to, we're going to have some fun in the process, but we're going to, try to focus a little bit more on what we're doing. Jeff, I'm a little bit disturbed as we lost a couple likes yesterday. We were up to 670, now back to 668. Do you think it was something I said?
I think it was people who we won't miss, don't worry.
Okay.
That's how I'm going to put it. Now, I have no idea who it is. I think there's a way you can find out who it is.
Yeah, Jasano was saying there's a website somewhere where you can, but, I'm not going to, I don't care. I mean, I do, but I don't. I mean, I'm bummed out a little bit. But
just as long as we don't lose two more.
Yes, because now you had to say that, and I just don't want people to deliberately do that.
Now you're going to be worried. Yeah, but if enough people do it, we'll miss that number.
And okay, then, stop. You're making me dizzy now.
And then people will add, and it'll go way past. It'll be hard for them to figure it out.
Okay. You done?
I'm just trying to tempt fate a little bit.
I know you are. I don't like that. I think you're going to do the staff meeting by yourself today. You keep that up.
I get to eat all three of them?
Yeah, I don't want my life to be a Final Destination movie is all I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Which, I actually like those movies. Don't ask me why, because they're really poorly done, but I like them. We have a poll question of the day, our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. As you may or may not have heard, you will now. Do you agree with the Michigan Court of Appeals decision to close all marijuana dispensaries statewide? Do you agree, yes or no? And this point... this poll is actually pretty darned popular. We've got quite a few people voting this early morning.
Really?
Every one of them is no. They don't agree.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I don't understand. It doesn't affect me if they're open or if they're not. To tell you the truth, I have not even noticed a change in my life at all with the change of the law or with these dispensaries opening. It just hasn't affected me, so I don't get what the deal
is. Well, you're not a medical marijuana patient, so it wouldn't affect you.
And if I was, then I would assume that it affected me positively. So who does it affect negatively is what I'm wondering.
No one. I mean, you make a compelling point. We do have, here's the question, and let's throw this out. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. If you are either involved in the medical marijuana in any way, if you're a patient, if you're a caregiver, if you own a dispensary, if you're just a citizen, we voted as a citizenry in a pretty healthy way for a law that allowed Michiganders access to marijuana for medicinal reasons. The dispensaries, for those that aren't aware of it, are basically stores where you can buy it. Pretty simple. That's what it's about. Now, you know, I could get into the intricacies, but I'm not going to. The question is, does this affect you, and do you, I mean, you know, we voted for it, so should we just legally leave it alone and let it do what it does, which is provide access to medical marijuana? It's that simple. You know, should we just leave it alone? But unfortunately, that's not happening. That's when you've got Republicans running things, they have to, like, tear everything apart. There's this moral equation that they always get into. In fact, Jeff, speaking of moral equation, you gave me a story right before the show started. And the headline is, Michigan Catholic Conference blasts GOP welfare cuts. And basically, it says, the impact of the bills that passed the legislature today will be felt by poor and vulnerable Michigan residents and children for years to come. And that was according to Tom Hickson, who is the Michigan Catholic Conference Vice President for Public Policy and Advocacy. He went on to say, it is unfortunate that the House chose to ship these bills to the governor rather than send them to the conference committee in order for elected officials and the public to engage in a much-needed conversation of how the legislation will affect destitute persons, most critically the thousands of children whose parents rely on state benefits. And Jeff, here is the question. Whether it's the medicinal marijuana issue or those that are going to be severely affected by the cuts, this morality issue, do you find that it's hypocritical? And I do, I'll say that up front. That they say one thing, fully understanding the effect on it. When you start limiting access to medical marijuana, and again, those that need it, I go to the case of the elderly woman in Livonia, her and her husband, who are still involved in a legal dispute. The people that are actually benefiting from it, and then you throw morality in there. This idea that, you know, this Christian-centered philosophy it should be guiding our legal principles, to me, is it kind of offends the separation of church and state, don't you think so?
Well, yeah, and it's just crazy, though, how, you know, like I've said this before, and I guess it's not just Republicans, but it's, you know, politicians in general. If it helps your case, then you're all for it. So, you know, Republicans want to align themselves with the church, unless it means that they have to help those less fortunate and get back on their feet, or those, you know, that need help. And then it's about the bottom line. Well, can we afford this? I mean, I gave you another story too, and I don't.
We're gonna get to that. Yeah, we're definitely gonna get to that because that one offends me at a lot of different levels because it's just you can't draw a neat line. You know, the one thing about politics that I would hope that we all understand is there are no absolutes. Really, there are no absolutes because nothing is applicable to everything. And we'll get into some more specifics on that in a moment. But let's just agree on that. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Dave in Farmington to the show. Dave, thanks for punching in with us. Good morning to you. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Yeah, I'm speaking as a formal, or I guess there's no such thing as a formal pot addict. I was awake, I was stoned.
okay.
That being said, I think that what you really need to look at is, yeah, there's hypocrisy, and yes, marijuana isn't near the mind-altering drug that alcohol is I think you need to follow the money. There was a tremendous industry on arresting people using marijuana, the whole probation system, the testing system, the rehab, the penal system, and it was a huge economy.
So
I'm sorry, sir.
Are you suggesting that they're losing money because of this new law?
I think people are, sure.
Okay. Hey, Dave, hold on. If you can stay with us through the break, we're just up against the clock. I want to continue this discussion, so if you can stay with us, do that. If not, I'll understand. That's an interesting idea, and I don't think it's all half-baked. I don't think so. Let's take a quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us. This is 1310 WTTW.
WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny, a high near 78. Maybe some patchy fog this morning. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 62. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 70s to around 80. Currently, it is 63 degrees and overcast at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
The weather is hot, but McDonald's is still here to quench your thirst with our $1 any size soft drinks or sweet tea. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Loving it. Loving
it. Recently on First Shift.
Bob King, president of the United Auto Workers. Retirees are reaching out to me this morning as well, Bob, and wanting to know if you're going to protect their interest in this latest round of negotiations with the auto companies.
We greatly honor and respect our retirees, so we've always been very strong in their passion to support and help retirees. We are very, very mindful of our retirees and helping them and honoring all the contributions they've made.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano on 1310 WDET.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. This is what democracy could look like. Madison, Wisconsin's Democracy Convention. About 1,000 activists brought together by the Liberty Tree Foundation, the Alliance for Democracy, Progressive Magazine, and Move to Amend. The Liberty Tree Foundation's Ben Mansky says this is a democracy movement to bring real democracy to America's workplaces, government, media, and economy. A movement, he says, was born in the streets at the WTO protest Battle in Seattle in 1999. Mansky says corporate capture of America, coupled with the oppression of working families, has helped spawn this movement.
This austerity crisis in which working people have been forced to pay more and more, and more and more working families have been shut out of higher education, shut out of health care, shut out of home ownership, that's been growing for some time. Corporate capture of federal government agencies, corporate capture of Congress, and of the executive branch. In Seattle 1999, when Americans came together and said, no, we don't want this World Trade Organization setting our economic policies, in some ways, that was the birth of this modern democracy movement. And this democracy convention that we're organizing in Wisconsin is the coming of age party for this movement.
A recently enacted law in Florida is proving a conservative talking point to be a myth. Jesse Russell reports.
More than a month ago, the state of Florida began drug testing welfare recipients. If they pass the tests, the welfare application moves to the next stage, and the applicant is reimbursed for the cost of the test. If the test is failed, the application is rejected, and there is no reimbursement for the test. Early numbers from more than 1,000 tests found that only 2% of the applicants failed the drug test. That number is substantially below the national average for substance abuse. According to the Center for Disease Control, the percent of persons over 12 years of age that abuse drugs in a given month is 8.7%. According to Tampa Bay Online, the low fail rate and reimbursement for testing could end up costing more than $170 million this fiscal year. The law was pushed by Governor Rick Scott under the assumption that welfare recipients are more likely to abuse drugs. A similar law was passed by Michigan in 1999. But was stopped by a judge after 5 weeks and spent 4 years driving up court costs before finally being ruled unconstitutional.
This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back 35 minutes after the hour. Dave in Farmington had called right before the break, and I didn't want to cut him short. Dave, I want to welcome you back to the show. So what I'm hearing you saying is that the amount of money that they were bringing in by, you know, drug testing and in rehab and through the penal system, you're saying that as a result of this the new medical marijuana law, they were actually losing revenue. Is that what you were suggesting?
I'm not necessarily saying the state, although I really don't know what the difference between the taxes gained by the new industry starting versus the whole correctional system is collecting. My guess is they probably were losing money, but I was also referring to the fact that, you know, there's a lot of counties that use private jail systems like a Wackenhut or somebody like that, Corrections USA, to actually run their jails, their county jails. And I would be willing to bet you that there is a tremendous push from these lobbyists and that industrial group, as well as the private testing people that are doing drug screenings on people who are on probation and parole. You know, so if, let's say, you know, if I've got a medical marijuana card, which is not hard to get, I mean, let's face it.
No, you're right. I could literally, before the end of the show, I could have one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, on a personal level, I'm fine with it, it's a whole industry, and this vote that we gave basically started to deteriorate and dismantle that industry.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Dave. I got an email from a good friend of mine. His name's Greg, and he's listening right now. And this is what he had to say. He said, asset forfeiture drives everything. And then I'll explain what asset forfeiture is in a moment. This is all a jobs program. The elements Dave didn't mention include police narc units are funded by asset forfeiture proceeds. Secondly, the most fervently opposed are the pharma manufacturers and thus the pharmacists. Dave is right. It's all jobs and money. So, you know, and of course, asset forfeiture, for those that don't know what that is when they come in and seize your stuff and then they turn around and, well, they sell it and make money off it, folks. And indeed, there is a great deal of that going on. Yeah, they're threatened, Dave. I think at some level you're right. I think this is a real smart call, and I think that you've hit this one on the head. Absolutely.
Right. I think the majority of the legislatures, you know, they're pandering to two different things. Yes, you got the conservative Christians that are like, oh, marijuana's a gateway drug, and so on and so forth. It's a legitimate argument, but
dude, religion's a gateway drug. You know, I'm not being a smartass. I mean, you know,
I agree. You have an addictive personality. You have an addictive personality. I personally couldn't handle marijuana. That's why I don't smoke anymore.
All right. Well, Dave, I appreciate the call. I think that this was a smart call. So thank you for your, thank you for your assessment, because I think he's dead on right. You know, Jeff, at some level, if we stop at anything, you know, going back to that, you know, three-word phrase, follow the money, anything that threatens, the bottom line is going to end up getting more attention whether you want it to or not. Now, I don't know if you remember a few months back we talked about the state had come out with the numbers and how much money that the medical marijuana law had created. You know, that it actually had brought in a profit of I think it was over $10 million or something. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was money nonetheless. But $10 million is probably a paltry sum, and I'm sure it is a paltry sum compared to what they were bringing in through asset forfeiture and other ways of collecting monies through the penal and the correction system. So I certainly don't disagree with that at all. It's just a damn shame that we can't do what's right for society. And ultimately, medical marijuana, and I'm one of those people that thinks we should legalize marijuana anyway as a recreational drug. I have no problem with that happening. I happen to think it's safer than drinking alcohol, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. And not like any other drug, and alcohol certainly is one. Tobacco is a drug, for that matter. Not everybody handles it the same way. So I get that. So that's about personal choice.
But it's ridiculous to think that that this isn't about like everything else. It's about following the money. And indeed, this is true here as well. But anyway, the poll question's up there, folks. So if you want to go ahead and ring in on our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day, do you agree with the Michigan Court of Appeals decision to close all the marijuana dispensaries statewide? That is the question, and you can go check it out. Don't forget to like us on Facebook if you haven't already done that, and that's that. All right, let's take a listen to some of the audio that we have. I want to get to, and I kind of enjoyed this one. Karl Rove, who was George Bush's butt buddy. They've been together forever. In fact, his nickname, George Bush called Karl Rove Turd Blossom, which is actually a flower, so don't take that somewhere. It didn't need to go. But Karl Rove is certainly old guard Republican at this point. Interesting that we're only 2.5 years out of the Bush administration, and the Republican Party looks nothing like it did under George W. Bush in a very real way. So is Karl Rove actually on the forefront of the party? Is he one of the defenders of the grand old party, or is he part of the old guard? That's an interesting question. He has no love for this Republican presidential field. I'll tell you that much, number one. But number two, and he's criticized her a lot, this is what he had to say about Sarah Palin.
I'm mystified. Look, she is all upset about this, saying I'm somehow trying to sabotage her in some way, and then how dare I speculate on her future. Look, if she doesn't want to be speculated about as a potential presidential candidate, there's an easy way to end speculation. Simply say, I'm not running. But instead, every time she pops up into the public eye, like she did on CNN at the Iowa State Fair a number of days ago, she said, I haven't made a decision. I'm just speculating that the kind of schedule she's keeping leads me to believe that it's more likely than not that she's going to be a candidate. Now, I said I wouldn't bet a lot of money on it because it's a close thing, and I'm not privy to her thought-making process, but it is a sign of enormous thin skin that if we speculate about her, she gets upset. And I suspect if we didn't speculate about her, she'd be upset and find a way to get us to speculate about her.
Yeah, and he's right. I mean, she's not going to be happy either way. You know, there's some talk that former New York Governor George Pataki is going to get into the race. There's some talk that Sarah Palin will still get into the race. And we know, and we're going to listen to some of what Mitt Romney had to say this week, and Rick Perry had to say this week, and John Huntsman had to say this week. You know, it's all very, very interesting because the field, you know, again, for those of us that follow politics fairly heavily, the field is really an odd field, and this Republican field is not the mainstream. Well, maybe they are the mainstream. Maybe the mainstream has changed. I don't happen to know the answer to that question, to be honest with you. I'm not a Republican. I follow Republican politics to the extent that I need to know what it is they're saying. I need to kind of figure out how it fits in. And, of course, they do have some power, so I certainly follow their politics, their policies, you know, what they are attempting to do. I follow that. But, you know, I'm not plugged into, as I am like in the Democratic Party, into the RNC, as I am with the DNC, and some of their other factors at work here. But it's really, really interesting when you take a look at this presidential field on the Republican side. And I said this yesterday, and a couple of you got upset with me, but I don't care, because it's true. President Obama, in any other election season, would be in deep, deep trouble. And he's not right now because the Republicans are so messed up. If the Republicans ever get their poop in a pile, this president is in grave danger of going down and going down hard. Now, we'll see what happens after Labor Day. And, you know, if he comes out with a jobs program that rocks the progressive world, then that's a whole different story. We start having a whole different conversation. But as of right now, I mean, his approval rating, which it does matter. What doesn't matter is how he's polling against the field, because that just we're just too far up. But what does matter is his approval rating. His approval rating is at 39%. That's not good. That's not good by any standard. And if there were a real field of Republican candidates out there, things would be a whole lot different. Hey, Jeff, real quickly, because we've listened to a lot of audio the last couple weeks. Do you find that John Huntsman seems to be the one guy that isn't that offensive, that kind of is middle of the road, that actually makes sense and might be somebody that you'd want to learn more about?
I see, I'm pretty skeptical. There's things that he says. Yeah, I think he's trying to be the moderate, but I also think it's, you know, it's funny how it's just recently came about, or maybe I haven't been paying attention to him, but it seems pretty recent. So it's like he looked around and said, all right, we're all headed towards this far extreme, you know, right direction.
Well, okay, can I help you with that a little bit? And I'm serious now. Let me explain a little something to you. He wasn't getting any attention, as you know, because that's what you're saying, is you didn't hear much from him, right?
Right.
The reason you weren't hearing much from him is because he's not an extremist. So he wasn't saying anything that really kind of, you know, caught the media's attention. You know, they were going after the extremists. But Michelle Bachmann, every time she opens her mouth, she says something so whacked out that that's what's getting the attention. So I think at some point, John Huntsman said, you know what, I need to, and he started last weekend. He's going to be on the weekend shows again this weekend. I think he just went out last weekend and said, you know what, I'm going to start talking about the field. Instead of talking about the president, I'm going to talk about the field, right? And that's what he did. All of a sudden, he got your attention a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, and it sounds like he's it sounds like he's trying to run as a Democrat now in the Republican field.
Well, that is kind of interesting, and of course, the Democratic National Committee kind of jumped all over that. We'll pick this up on the other side. We'll listen to a little bit about what he has to say, and some of the other candidates as well. But I find this all very, very interesting because none of them are really making a whole lot of sense, and they're certainly not making a dent. And at a time when you've got a president who's not enjoying very good approval ratings, they should be mopping the floor with them, and they're not. That has to tell you something. 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. We'll take the break and be right back. Stay with us. This is First Shift.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to say this. This isn't political, so I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-715-3475. 1-800-715-3475. 1-800-715-3475.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. @TonyTrupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. 3, 1.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Yeah, ring us up at Tony Truppiano on Twitter. Kirsten Powers is a regular contributor to Fox News. Going back to this idea that the Republican Party just doesn't have their poop in a pile right now, I'm going to share something with you that, you know, Ronald Reagan, of course, was the one that said the first rule in Republican politics is basically don't bash another Republican. Those rules are gone. You know, when I'm talking about the Republican Party transitioning, there is this huge transition within the Republican Party. They are now bashing each other, which is something they would have never done before. Never. Yet they are doing it in a very big way. So let's listen to Kirsten Powers with Sean Hannity, and this is what she had to say on infrastructure spending.
After a moderate earthquake rocked the Northeast yesterday, the ground had barely stopped shaking before some on the left used it as an excuse to spend your money on what else? Infrastructure.
Clearly, infrastructure is always important for public safety, for the quality of our lives, and for long-run economic competitiveness. But what makes infrastructure, I think, tantalizingly possible, if everyone listens, is that it's the single best job creator we can do.
Of course, the president's trillion-dollar stimulus plan was full of infrastructure spending and investment, and we all know the effect that that had on the job market. Still, when the president's holiday on Martha's Vineyard finally comes to an end and he finally unveils his economic plan sometime this September, well, there's one word you're likely to hear over and over and over and over again: investment and infrastructure.
Now's not the time for us to not invest in infrastructure. We underinvest in education and we underinvest in infrastructure. There is no better time for us to invest in infrastructure than right now.
Joining me with reaction on investment and infrastructure, Republican strategist Mercedes Viana Schlapp, Fox News political analyst Kirsten Powers. All right, Powers, simple. Investment, okay. Infrastructure, spend, right? Government spending.
Well, not exactly.
No.
I mean, what he's been talking about, or, you know, what the expectation is some sort of infrastructure bank, which actually would be government insuring loans, possibly doing loans themselves, but it wouldn't necessarily be giving money out. So
you think
I think infrastructure...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead, Sean.
No, you go. I would never interrupt you.
I think it's actually a good stimulative thing to do, and it's something that we need to do anyway. We have a gap in our infrastructure. It's been estimated to be about $2.2 trillion. So we need to do work on things like our airports, on our roads, on our bridges.
Okay, and then so she stopped him cold. Again, the point is, they would have never done this before. They would have been in concert, like some beautiful dance at the symphony. Not so much at this point. Not so much. The Republican Party is in disarray. Let's go to the phone and take a call. I want to welcome John in Richmond Township to the show. And John, thanks for giving us a call this early morning. Hope you're doing well. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tony. Hey, I was wondering, you know, I listened to a sports channel down the aisle from you that I listen to all the time, and I'd like to know when they got taken over by Fox. And also, they're like a political hate group now, and they also are putting on Glenn Beck at the same time you are in the morning.
Yeah, well, actually, they're going to be putting on a guy by the name of Charlie Langton in the morning. You know, John, I think that it's a response to what we've done here at WDTW. We've got a local morning show, and then we've got liberal programming all day. I think they see the success of what's happening over here, and they said, well, why don't we try it and see how it goes over there? Honestly, I just don't think we need more conservative talk in this market. I mean, I'd like to say I'm going to wish them well. I don't wish them well. We don't need more conservative talk in a market that's flooded with conservative talk.
Yeah, but it's a sports channel. That was a sports channel. And these union people, they, especially like in the afternoon, they are blasting the union workers, the auto workers. They're drinking beer. You know what? The people in Germany, they have freaking beer stands right in the plant with them. and in France, they have the wine stands.
Well, you know,
but
John,
you can't have a beer and a burger at lunchtime.
Well, you know, again, there's a difference between having a beer and a burger and sitting there and drinking, you know, a half a dozen beers and smoking a joint. And that's the, you know, they're catching these guys and they shouldn't be doing that. You know, that's the bottom line. But John, we've got a healthy, and I appreciate your call. We've got a healthy head start on what they're going to be doing over there, and I'm not terribly concerned about it. In fact, I'm not concerned about it at all. Back to my, and I appreciate the call, John. I truly do. Back to my call. Kirsten Powers again on with Hannity. And as Jeff said, some Mercedes lady. I just love your notes, Jeff. I truly do. You make me smile all the time. You know, again, a little more talk on infrastructure spending like it's some kind of bad thing. Before you run that clip, though, I've got an article in front of me, and I got to tell you, folks, from USA Today, you know, from yesterday, touting the ongoing benefits of the TARP spending, which Hannity was just bashing. Well, we know what that, you know, $1 trillion did. Yeah, it created full-time, good, middle-class jobs. Go ahead and play the clip.
What would they do with all the money we give them now? I mean, you know, it's like in New York. They're about to make it $15 to get it on a bridge, $17 by 2014 in peak. One way in, $17. One way out, $17.
Yeah,
I'm thinking,
it's crazy.
You know, what do they do with all the $6 I give them now each direction? You know, at some point, Mercedes, it seems to me that we got to look at what are they doing with all the money that they got.
Yeah, well, and one point is that with infrastructure spending, that it takes a really long time to get it off the ground. And what we're dealing with is an economic crisis that's happening right now. And all President Obama knows what to do is to spend his way out of it. And that's really not going to create jobs, and that's not going to increase the GDP. And we really have to deal with other serious issues that can tackle these difficult problems.
And of course, the fallacy there is that it is creating jobs and it is positively affecting the GDP. And of course, you notice that they throw this stuff out without facts. There's no facts to back up what she just said. I have plenty of facts. I mean, I can get them to you right now. You want them?
You know what? You know what else is funny is real quickly is at the beginning of this clip when we played the Kirsten Powers thing just a minute ago. Hannity had went on and said, well, it's proven that it hasn't done anything yet. And then this Mercedes lady just said, well, it's proven that it takes a while to get started. So which is it? I mean, are you going to dump it before it has actually gotten started, or do you just say, well, it's failed already?
Well, I mean, this goes back, and I'll very quickly equate it to the film incentives here in Michigan. You dumped it before it got going. We saw that it was working, but let's get rid of it. I mean, that makes no sense. It just makes no sense. Very quickly, the last in our Fox News analysis, Kirsten Powers once again on name calling. Let's hear what she had to say there.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kirsten, let me ask you: do you think the president he accused President Bush after 8 years, $4 trillion in new debt, of being unpatriotic? President Obama did it in 2.5 years. He's now accumulated $4 trillion in new debt. Do you think President Obama's unpatriotic?
You know, I'm not a big fan of calling people names. You know, especially questioning their patriotism. I don't think he should have said that about President Bush. And I don't like it when, I don't like it when either side does it.
And that'll do it, folks. I mean, we'll just let that speak for itself. By the way, I will honestly tell you that the President Obama has not created $4 trillion in debt. And we all know that. But, again, when you don't throw out facts, you just throw out slogans, it's easy to get away with it. Hey, Dr. Jennifer Martin on the other side, Women's Equality Day. We're going to get all into that because it's a worthy discussion. And I hope to empower a few of you before we get out of here on this Friday program. A quick break for the top. We'll be back.
1310 WDTW. Continuous track. WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today: sunny, maybe some patchy fog this morning, a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, maybe a shower or thunderstorm, very slight chance for that. Mostly sunny, though, a high near 80. Currently at 63 and overcast at Detroit City Airport.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today. Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Hey, it's Tom.
live from First Shift with Tony Trubiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Now time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Andy Rose. Seven states have emergency declarations this morning because of Hurricane Irene. It's actually spinning right past Florida right now, but much of the rest of the East Coast is under the gun. Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says, take it seriously.
No matter what the government does, people have got to take precautions with everything from their pets to their backup power systems to all the things that they need to do to protect themselves.
One disaster expert says the good news is people still have a solid day to get ready.
People should have a kit. They should basically have the things they need. They could camp out in their home or apartment for 3 days. That's a good plan. The second is to have a plan to know where they would go should they have to evacuate.
Right now, the forecast track calls for Irene to become a Category 3 hurricane again before reaching the Outer Banks of North Carolina. The leaders of Libya's new government are packing their bags, moving from Benghazi to Tripoli. But CNN's Dan Rivers says there's still some fighting and some rough conditions.
Fuel is in very short supply. The water has been cut off where we're staying. I don't know if that's the same for other people here, but certainly that's going to make things very uncomfortable for this city, which remains in crisis.
The UN just freed up $1.5 billion for the new government. Japan's prime minister is taking the fall for the country's nuclear disaster. CNN's Kyung Law reports that Naoto Kan has resigned.
An unpopular prime minister, one who was deeply criticized for his handling of the disasters for the nuclear crisis and also the economy. The economy is big here. It is what many analysts say eventually did lead to the demise of Prime Minister Kan. He is now out of the way.
A new prime minister will be elected by his party next week. The former governor of New York is deciding to stay out of the presidential race. CNN is told that George Pataki won't run in 2012. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more, plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 7th, U.S. only. See store for details.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000. It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engines/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
As many as 900,000 homes along the East Coast in danger of being flooded do not have flood insurance protection. That workup of Hurricane Irene's pending wrath coming from insurance researcher CoreLogic. The number is high in large part because many homes expected to be hit hard by flooding are not in areas considered typically at high flood risk. A company whose relevance could grow exponentially over the next couple of days, thanks to Irene, has filed papers to go public. Angie's List, the online review forum that covers mostly home repair and improvement contractors but recently has branched out, joins a growing list of internet-only companies recently going public or making plans to do so. Angie's List hopes to raise $75 million, a modest sum, but subject to revisions. Wall Street's opening bell will be a critical moment for investors, perhaps the whole economy. Shortly after it, Fed Chief Bernanke delivers a speech in Jackson Hole. Many have bet with stocks he will unveil a new stimulus. Many analysts think he won't. S&P futures flat. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use Deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for Business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for Business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
The Home Depot guarantees that you pay the lowest total price on carpet, pad, and installation. Plus, you can get special financing. So you get the beautiful new carpet you've been waiting for, you get lifetime stain and installation warranties, and you save money every step of the way. So, bottom line, you won't find a better bottom line anywhere else with the lowest total price on carpet, pad, and installation guaranteed. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. The easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free.
An idea, a thought, born in Dearborn, the product of hard work, teamwork, pride, put in the hands of the people,
for the people,
and made in America. It's time to punch in for your first shift. Now, here's Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this Friday program, second of 3 hours. And we have a slam-bang hour for you today. And in fact, this first half hour is actually quite important. And I'm going to, you know, for a lot of reasons. And I've already, prepared you for what we're going to talk about, which is Women's Equality Day. I'm going to tell you that it's a great topic, and I'm glad to do it. I'm thrilled to do it. But, you know, the second part of it is, you know, I'm pretty sure on this one, the majority of you don't even know that it's Women's Equality Day, and we need to change that. We need to change that. Joining us now is somebody that is no stranger to this program. You'll remember Dr. Jennifer Martin. She was with us to talk about, we did a series on bullying and Title IX. And she's back to talk with us again about Women's Equality Day. As you know, she's very involved in Michigan Now. And they've got some stuff coming up today as well. She's going to empower us with a lot of great information. And Dr. Jen, it's great to have you back on the show. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me back. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks. I think this is a wonderful opportunity to talk about something that needs a lot more publicity than it gets. Am I wrong in assuming that a lot of people just don't know what Women's Equality Day is?
I think that you're absolutely right about that, and I really appreciate you giving some time to this topic. Today is the 40th anniversary of Women's Equality Day. It started in 1971 at the behest of Bella Abzug. I'm sure that you are familiar with her, a Democrat from New York, very, very famous and prominent women's rights activist. She started it because she wanted to commemorate the passage of the 19th Amendment, which in 1920 granted women the right to vote. But Women's Equality Day draws attention to women's continuing efforts to achieve equality. And on this day, I would like to impart to your listeners to remember we can't take the rights that we have for granted. A lot of the laws that help women and protect women right now are under attack. So Women's Equality Day really is aspirational because we have a lot more to do. We've come a long way. You can thank a feminist for a variety of things. And I think I'd like to ask your listeners, I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask them. What are your preconceptions of feminism? Why do you think women right now are under attack? And who's your favorite feminist icon and why? I think that a lot of people aren't aware that you can thank a feminist for a variety of things. Feminism is under attack, and people think that feminists are, you know, man-haters, and feminism has got a really bad rap. But you can thank a feminist for women's right to vote, the fact that married women can obtain credit in their own names. Prior to the mid to late 1970s, married women's financial identity was subsumed under their husband. You can thank a feminist for birth control and reproductive rights, which we know are highly under attack right now. Prior to women's activism, employment ads were segregated by sex, and women weren't able to apply for certain jobs, and for sexual harassment awareness, policy, and law.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Dr. Jen, when we think about, you know, with the advancement over the decades for women, there certainly is a great deal to celebrate. But we also know there's still a great divide in so many different areas. And you're right. You know, women's rights are under attack right now. And I'm not quite sure I understand why that is. Do you?
You know, that's a great question. I think just the Republicans are attacking women. I'm not quite sure why that is, to maintain power and privilege, but I'm not quite sure why we have many Republican women who aren't feminists and aren't aware of, who maybe don't care about reproductive rights or things like that, but there are many things that are under attack. Social Security, the Equal Pay Act, Medicare, Medicaid, all of these things benefiting women. Title 10, family planning. Many states have reduced their funding, and in New Jersey, they've pulled their funding altogether. Title 9 is under attack. As we know, Title 9 is the law that prevents sex discrimination in schools, and that's in danger right now. Roe v. Wade, as we know, is in serious danger. The Violence Against Women Act is up for reauthorization, and there's been no movement on that. So we have a lot of things that we need to raise awareness about and get out there and communicate with our Congress members, because all of these things are in danger of putting our rights back.
You know, and it's interesting, Dr. Jennifer Martin, because as we take a look even at the political landscape, you know, women in politics was on a rise. And in the last 4 years, we've seen a significant dip of women even entering the political arena. And that may just be an aberration. It just may be one of those, you know, weird little blips, and it may not be. You know, we'll find out as 2012 gets closer and we see how many women step up to challenge men. But, you know, women in politics is certainly nothing new any longer. And so that we've had this decline has been, for me, quite troubling, because I believe, as I always have, that you know, I often talk on this show, and I, especially lately, I've been talking about, you know, people that actually look like us, that are like us, serving us in Congress. You know, women actually have filled that role better than anybody up until the last couple election cycles, and I just find that quite confusing.
Well, I think it's a confidence problem. Women are socialized not to be as confident. I think it's a confidence problem. So women feel they need to be overqualified or just get that one more certification or that one more, you know, degree in order to feel qualified. They feel like they need to be more qualified than their male counterparts in order to be considered, you know, somewhat equal. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, and it's unfortunate that they feel, and I mean that in the traditional sense, it's a shame that they feel like they have to be that, when indeed what we want them to be is just themselves. I mean, just be uniquely who you are, and that should be enough. But I understand that as we measure, we have to measure against something, and I can see where that would affect a woman's decision whether or not to step up. There's certainly nothing easy about being a politician and getting into the political arena. But, you know, as we continue to take a look at, you know, the Women's Equality Day, what is it supposed to accomplish? Because I want to just go back to this idea that to commemorate a day is fine, but we need more from it than just a commemoration of giving women the right to vote. Certainly it gives us an opportunity to discuss other advancements that have been made for women or in the name of women over the years, but we are a long way from being equal.
Absolutely. So on this day, we commemorate the gains that we've made in politics, in law, in life. But we need to remember and look at where we still need to go. We have a long way to go. In terms of pay equity, women make 76 to 77% of what men make. And in Michigan right now, it's about 74%. Women are still hitting a glass ceiling. Only 18% of the top corporate leadership positions are filled by women who make less than their male counterparts. White women, as I said, make 76 to 77 cents to the white male dollar. African American women make 64%, and Hispanic women 52%. So because of pay equity, women who are graduates of professional schools will lose a total of $2 million over a lifetime. During the recovery, women lost 212,000 jobs while men gained over 700,000, which is a gap of almost 100,000 jobs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, it's just it just blows your mind to think. And there, at some level, you almost have to wonder, and I think out loud we need to wonder, is this deliberate? Are employers saying, I prefer men over women? Are women, again, as you have to ask your question, the question that came up earlier, is this just a matter of confidence or is it a matter of discrimination? And I'm going to go with the latter, Dr. Jen. I still think that men see women as the weaker sex. I mean, let's take a look at, part of the reason for Title IX, and one of the things that it did was provide, especially in the schools, more equality for women in sports. Yet we still don't respect women in sports in this country, at least. And I can't speak to other countries because I don't follow what happens in other countries. But I would probably suggest it's true there as well. And again, here we are in the year 2011. You would think that if they're, we should be talking about new advancements and continual gains, and yet we don't see that. We really are not seeing that, are we?
No, we're not. And I think part of the issue is that women are more represented in the caring professions, the professions that don't get a lot of respect, education, healthcare, social services, libraries, and they lost the vast majority of the job cuts in these last 2 years.
All right, hold that thought, Dr. Jen. We got to take a break. I mean, that statement in and of itself is quite sad, that they've taken on all these essential jobs, yet they are not respected for these essential jobs. How sad is that? It is Women's Equality Day, and hey, welcome to it. If you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. Much more on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
I know stimulus is unpopular. We had just done nothing and not spent any more money, as Representative Bachman is arguing. We would have had 16 or 17% unemployment in this country. I mean, we would have had a financial meltdown.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking good out there on the freeways right now. One exception, 75 southbound between 12 mile down to about 9 mile. You're going to find some heavier traffic. Really not going to slow you down an awful lot, but you will tap the brakes a couple of times. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny, a high near 78. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 62. And then tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Mostly sunny otherwise, a high right around 80. Currently, it's overcast and 64 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-719-2640. 1-800-719-2640. 1-800-719-2640.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off. The non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. You took the wind out of my sails when you said it about being sold a bill of goods and us having to vote. They want to destroy public education. They want to destroy unions. They want to destroy everything that this country fought for. This is the result of us not voting back in November.
You know, folks, Norm just said it perfectly. In fact, Jeff, if we can try to make a promo on it, what Norm just said about this is from not voting.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Call Tony and be heard.